Stay tuned. This is Erhard Rüttimann. I am the founder of Personal Breakthrough Academy and the CEO of Communication Partners. I'm glad you made it here, and congratulations. You have arrived at video number 6 in our Personal Breakthrough process, where I teach you how you can learn to break through your resistance to change so that you can achieve what you really want and get to the desired outcome in any situation and under all circumstances. Let me repeat before we go to point number 6 in our formula. Again, the formula, maybe you can remember. So the trans formula is nothing else but a memory hook where each letter stands for a certain step in the process. And when you're stuck and when you realize that there is something you have to change or you have to move on, the first step always is understanding your task. Understanding your task or being aware of the situation, what it really is that you have to work on, is the most important step in the process. Without that, nothing can happen. So you really have to become aware of what it is that you have to work on, and then you can start to initiate the changing process. The second step in the trans formula, maybe you can remember that, is resistance. Whenever we come to a situation where we realize that we have to change something, we immediately experience a kind of resistance because we have to leave our comfort zone. We realize we have to do something else so that it can get better, but we are not yet used to do that. So this creates most of the time an inconvenience and the feeling of, I don't want to go there, or I can't do that, or I'm not good enough. Whatever it is that keeps you away from accepting your task, this is so important that you really understand that there is a resistance and that you accept that resistance, and that's part of being a human being. The third part, and the third step in the process, is analyze your emotion. Because most of the time it's an emotion that triggers a certain behavior within ourselves. So after you have accepted the task, after you realize that there is some resistance, start to analyze your emotion. What is the emotion behind that that situation? How do you feel? Do you feel sad? Do you feel angry? Do you feel frustrated? Whatever it is, let it come out and try to really understand what the emotion is. And the next thing, the next step is, because your emotion will cause a reaction, notice your reaction and learn to understand it. So by understanding why we react in a certain way, we have made another big step towards the change process. Because if we can capture the situation and really understand why that was that specific reaction, then we start to unfold the beauty of the process, and we learn how we can come from the point where we are and go to the point where we want to be. And the next step is start. What started your reaction? I think it's important that you try to find that trigger. What was it exactly that started your reaction? How did you know it was time to react in a certain way? The more you think about that and the better you analyze that point, you will see that there is always a time between your emotion and your reaction where you could use your free will and you could decide to go in another direction instead of the direction you were going. And most of the time, our reaction is nothing but a habit. It's a conditioned behavior. We are reacted like that in the past. When that emotion comes up, it's normal and it's a logical consequence that we react in a certain way because we are trained to do so. And it feels okay because we have done it so many times that we don't even think about what happens then. But then we come to the next and the sixth point in the process, and that's about finding better solutions. When we are stuck somewhere and we start to believe, I can't do that, I don't know how to do this, I'm not good enough about that, what we do is we literally shut down our brain, and our brain does nothing else as it wants to support us. So it wants to support us in our belief. It does everything we need to have so that we can move on, because we said to ourselves, I can't do that. And we get the full support in not being able to do what we should do or what we could do. And finding better solution opens our brain, opens new neural pathways, because we just consider that there are several solutions. And by considering that, or by going beyond the thinking of, I can't do that, what could I do beyond that? What other things could I do beside the I can? You will see that suddenly new solutions pop up and you start to realize, oh, there are several ways of how I could overcome that situation. And the more solutions you see, the more solutions will come. And you will see after a certain time of training that suddenly many solutions show, and it will be quite difficult just to pick the right one in that situation. And this will also create the habit. It's the habit of seeing and finding more solutions, because there is always more than one way to go from point A to point B. So finding other solutions is crucial in the process of how you can break through, because this will literally reprogram your brain. You will create new neural pathways in your brain, and you will learn to use these different pathways in situations where you need them, instead of just being stuck and not knowing what to do, instead of feeling helpless, guilty, or hopeless. You will see, oh, there's a variety of choices there. There is always someone I can ask, because there is always someone who had already the same situation and who found a solution. And suddenly you will see that it's not that difficult. It's just the way we operate ourselves, the way we manage our thinking, that shuts down the possibilities so that we can see the variety of solutions. So finding better solutions, not only new, but better solutions. There is always a better solution. Everything can be improved by training it, by finding the different steps that you could probably do better and easier or faster or cheaper or whatever it is. So finding new solutions, finding better solutions is very important and is key in the personal breakthrough process. And by doing that again and again and again, you will realize that suddenly you have created a neurological new system that is so supportive that whenever you need it, it's just there. Intuitively, you know there must be more solution. There must be another solution. There must be a better way of doing that. And by practicing that again and again and again, you will become proficient. And this will become permanent. And you will create a new habit. So when you see that you react in a certain way caused by certain emotions, you will be able to stop that process, to slow it down, to see you can react in another way. In what kind of way do you want to react? You can ask yourself this question. You will see the solutions. And before you were going down the drain and going south the way you did in the past, you suddenly realize, oh, there is a variety of ways I can choose. But it's important that you train that again and again until it becomes second nature, until it becomes a habit, until it puts you on autopilot, so whenever you come into that situation, you are used to do the process. And this was step number 6 in the Transformula process, that was finding better new solutions or new answers. I hope you enjoyed it so far. and you will follow on and learn in the next video in step number 7, where we talk about the next important step in the process. In the meantime, I encourage you to become a member of our community. Go to my, sorry, that was the wrong card. Go to my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/personalbreakthroughsecrets. Like the page, become a member of a community that shares experiences, knowledge, wisdom with each other, and helps each other in breaking through. And just by doing that, and just by becoming a member, just by contributing, you will see that already you will find more and better solutions in your process of breaking through. I thank you very much for being here, for watching this, for learning how to break through, and I hope I will see you again on video number 7, where we'll talk about another important step in the breakthrough process. Thank you very much, have a wonderful day, and see you soon in video number 7. Bye-bye, and have a wonderful day. Cheers.